The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God. Help us hope in this world, wherever we roam, ancient words will guide us home.
The news came to Jesus, please come fast. Lazarus is sick, and without your help, he will not last.
Mary and Martha watched their brother die. They waited for Jesus, even also, and they wondered why.
The death watch was over, buried 4 days. Somebody said, he'll soon be here, the Lord's on his way. Ah!
It's a blessed day.
If you can hear me, give me a wave.
Give me a wave if you can hear me. If you can hear me, wonderful. Thank you very much. Turn to your neighbor, tell your neighbor, it's a good day. It's a good day. It's a lovely day. It's a lovely day. Hallelujah. We have an anchor.
Steadfast and sure, while the billows roll, fast into the rock which cannot move, ground that burning deep in the Savior's love, will your anchor hold in the storms?
Nothing will move him, nothing will move her. Let your word rule in his heart. Let your word rule in their hearts. Be real and be manifest your grace to my brother and my sister. Show yourself strong on our behalf. Fulfill your good way in their life. No storm, no wind will ever blow them off, but they will stand and fulfill your word. Let them stand firm. Pray for him and pray for her. Let my brother stand firm. Let my sister stand firm. Let them prevail and overcome and glorify yourself in the life. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Sit on top of your enemies. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Well, it's a blessing to be here. Amen. And I'm going to continue briefly on the subject of what it means to be as wise as a serpent. Amen. But it's a blessing that 3 years ago was the day that we did the sword cutting of this place. It's a good place to clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. There was nothing like the Kadesh build this building 3 years ago. Even up to, where there's nothing like the office block or the children's church or the Kadesh towers. We're in the tents. But look what the Lord has done. I don't know how he did it, but he made a way. When we're backs against the wall, come on. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. I saw some pictures. Ah, look at the beautiful pictures. Wow. Wow. Is it beautiful? Exactly 3 years ago, we're doing this. Wow. What a blessing. What a blessing. Bishop was pouring oil on the floor, on the ground. Wow. 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 It's a blessing. It is a blessing. Clap your hands for the Lord, somebody. Amen. And exactly a year ago, just about last week, that was, today's date is what, 25th, yeah. The third Sunday of last year was when we dedicated this place. Why don't you clap your hands for the Lord one more time? Amen. And we are so grateful to God for how far He has brought us. And we know that there are many things in store. You too, you'll be moving to your own house. No, you didn't hear what I said. I said you'll be moving into your own house. Somebody is building his third house. Receive it in Jesus' name. It will happen. Practically. I said practically. Hallelujah. Somebody is about to get married very soon. We'll be attending. You'll be sharing your wedding cards very soon. It will happen practically in your life. Some of you are going to attend your baby dedication very soon. Yeah. Those who believe are saying that receive it. Somebody, we are going to be dedicating a brand new car at the car park. Receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. All right, so briefly, let me just continue and share with you how to be as wise as a serpent. Can I preach? Can I preach to anybody here? Tell your neighbor, the man is about to preach to you. Tell them, this message is for you in particular. Tell him, it's for you in particular. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, so let's go to Matthew chapter 10 and verse number 16. And let's all read it out loud and clear. Disturb everybody apart from yourself. Ready, go. I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. The fantasy say dove. Isn't it? Dove. But it's dove. Are you there going home? Yeah. So these are the words of Jesus. And the words of Jesus might be taken seriously. Can I have an amen? And he's saying that we got to be wise. I want you to place your hand on your neighbor's head and drive away every foolishness from his or her head. Cast it out now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. May you take wise decisions. Can I have an amen? You see, the word of God itself is deliverance. Wisdom, are you there? Amen. As you hear the word of God, wisdom is coming to your life. Somebody shout amen. So we are learning these things, and I tell you, this is one of the most important teachings you can ever receive, because it's going to make you grow wiser and wiser and wiser. Amen. People will wonder, where did you have your PhD? Because you'll be taking very wise decisions, and your life is going to go in a certain direction. They wonder, where do you have your education? Tell them, come to the Kadesh. Somebody shout amen. All right, so we've done a couple of things. I feel that we are going to be doing this series towards Christmas. All right, because we need to complete it and end the year with the wisdom of the serpent. Amen. Good friend, is it a good idea? Super. All right, so we've done a couple of things. We talked about the fact that the serpent is has handicaps, but it still overcomes them. So we've talked about inner power. I want to quickly move to something else. Three important things I just want to mention to us before we go on. Number one, the serpent is a master of survival. Master of survival. Survival. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. You see, and again, another thing that you must understand about the serpents. When Jesus gave the statement, be wise as serpents, it's a loaded statement. And that is what we are breaking down to really know what it means to be as wise as serpents. Serpents are masters of survival. And then the next thing I'm going to talk about is serpents are masters of contentment. Amen. And number three, serpents are masters of patience. These are the three we are dealing with this morning. Can I have an amen? Masters of survival. Sarah, are you there? Now, look at it, very beautiful. I want you to look at Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 12. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 12. Let's start from 11 so that we can get the context properly. All right, 11. Not that I speak in respect of want. You know, Paul was thanking the people for sending a blessing to him. And he said that I'm not speaking in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Verse 12. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Verse 13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Somebody say amen. Can we look at verse 12 from the New Living Translation? Verse 12. And we'll look at 11 later on. 12 from New Living Translation. It says, Paul is speaking, says, I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. Hallelujah. I've learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is a full stomach or empty, with plenty or with little. Wow. Is it beautiful? I mean, is it a nice scripture? He says, I know how to live almost on nothing or with everything. When I have everything, I'm okay. When I don't have anything, I'm also able to move on. Master of survival. Hallelujah. Master of survival. And he says, I have learned the secret, it's a secret, of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, whether with plenty or little. Yeah. May you learn how to survive. Somebody shout amen. Now, it's very unusual to see a lion walking in the streets of Accra or anywhere in Ghana. Yeah. It's very unusual to see a lion or a tiger or any of these wild animals walking on the streets of Ghana. It's not likely. I don't know whether there's any lion in Ghana apart from one or two in the zoo. Do you still have a zoo? Is there still a zoo in Accra? Not in Accra. There's a zoo. Where is it? Where? The zoo is empty. There's no zoo then. There's a zoo where? In Kumasi. Achimota. Is it true? Achimota Forest? There's a camel there. Okay. Yeah. Our church camel. We donated it to the Achimota Zoo. Anyway. But it's very unlikely to find a lion on the streets. But when we talk about the snake or the serpent, it can be found everywhere. Because as you build and develop, we are driving away all the animals, am I right? You clear the forest, you build estates there, and the animals and even the monkeys and so on, they're all moving away. You keep on building and keep on driving away all the animals. But one animal you cannot drive away is the snake. I tell you. Yeah. You cannot easily drive it away. Rather, it has survived even in the time of development. You can build skyscraper. There'll be a serpent somewhere, I tell you. You'll be shocked. It's amazing. So it's important to see that surviving, it's wisdom. It takes wisdom to survive. It's not every time that things will be flourishing in your life. It's not every time that things are abounding. It's not all the time that you have money. But you must learn how to survive when you don't have money. Can I have an amen? No, I don't know whether you are still here or gone home. Yeah, it cannot be that you are rich, you are wealthy all the time. You have everything that you... The time that you don't have some of the things that you want in your life. But how do you survive when you don't have money? That is why a lot of ladies have wig. So you don't have money to do your wear. You just wear the wig, and you're on your way. A wig is a way of survival. Either you don't have money or don't have time, you just wear your wig. And you are in town. But the wig must not smell, I beg you. We said Akwaba ladies. Hey, come on, come here. Are you happy with this boy? Akwaba, are you happy with this guy? Give me water. You like wearing Akwaba ladies too much. You like wearing them too much. You don't have a beloved too. But the wig must not smell. But you see, a wig is one of the survival things that you must have. When you are late, you just wear it and you're on your way out. Hello? Tell your sister sitting by you, I know you are wearing a wig. You can't deceive me, you know? Can't deceive me. Hello? Are we still in church? No, you must know how to survive. Can I have an amen? When you are broke, know how to eat roasted plantain and groundnuts. I'm preaching. No. You cannot always eat in restaurant. Some of you eat in restaurant, and when you finish eating, it is one third of your salary. What a shock. But it's dangerous to be eating in restaurants and then at the end of the day you are broke. Some of you fancy brothers. Where's this? Yes, it's depend. You understand what I'm saying? You have eaten before. Instead of buying land, you are eating from one restaurant to another restaurant. Know how to survive on roasted plantain and granuts. It's healthy. Yeah, very healthy. Some says that, oh, yes, no, I'm watching my diet. I'm watching my diet. But you are surviving. The time will come when you can enter Chinese restaurant and sit down and ask for what do you say at the place? What do you say at Chinese restaurant? What do you say at Chinese restaurant? Pardon? Chinese salad. Hey, there's not a Chinese salad. Status. Huh? Crocodile. Have you eaten crocodile meat before? I have. It's very, very nice. Crocodile meat. Very nice. You have fried duck. Duck. All these type of things. But in the meantime, know how to survive. Almost about, said I've learned how to live almost on nothing. Almost on nothing. I'm telling you. Are you sure I've gone home? I'm going to warn every lady here. Don't buy shoes on credit. Should I tell them? Sisters, don't go and buy shoe on credit. You see a red shoe. You want to buy it on credit. Match with your red dress. Hey! Go and wear your black shoe with your red dress. It will match. The time will come when you can buy right shoe to match with the red dress. But in the meantime, don't buy shoe on credit. I'm preaching to them. Hallelujah. Huh? Pardon? I should tell them. I'm telling them. Yes. Don't go and make up on credit. Mary Kay product, and you are using it. You have bought it on credit to fill in the potholes in your face. We like you the way you are. Am I talking to anybody here? Don't be a professional. Somebody always you owe other people. Hey, I'm preaching. You are too young. You are too young to borrow to buy things on credit. Don't go and buy lipstick on... the choristers, right? The aloes. Don't go and buy lipstick on credit. Learn to use Vaseline when your lipstick is finished. I said, learn to use what? Vaseline on your lips. It will be okay. Learn how to live almost on nothing or when you have everything. I'm preaching. Are you here or going home? Life is about survival. How can I survive under this condition? How can I survive? The serpent is able to survive in water. It's able to survive on land. It's able to survive in the air. It's able to survive in the sea. Everywhere it can survive. Because of he has developed the grace and the strength to survive. May you survive under NDC or MPP. Some of you have tied your prosperity to a political party. I'm preaching to you. You have tied your future to and your fortunes to a political party. To a district assemblyman. What a shock. You see, learn to untie yourself from anybody else. And tell yourself that, look, my business, it will survive under any government by the grace of God. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Say, I am a survivor. Come on, shout, I am a survivor. First, 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Chapter 11. And from verse 23, listen to what Paul said about surviving. 2 Corinthians, not first. Chapter 11. And from verse 23, Paul is saying, are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more in labors. Let's look at the New Living Translation. It's a very interesting version. All right, New Living Translation, NLT. All right, are they servants of Christ? I know I sound like a madman, but I have saved him far more. I have worked harder, been put in prison more often, been whipped times without number and faced death again and again. The next verse. 5 different times the Jewish leaders gave me 39 lashes. 5 different times. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. Once I spent a whole night and day adrift at sea. I have traveled on many long journeys. I have faced danger from rivers and from robbers. I have faced danger from my own people, the Jews, as well as from the Gentiles. I have faced danger in the cities, in the desert, and on the seas. I have faced danger from men who claim to be believers but are not. What a shock. I have worked hard and long, enduring many sleepless nights. I have been hungry and thirsty, and I have often gone without food. I have shivered in the cold without enough clothing to keep me warm. Now, who is speaking? Who is speaking? I'm saying, who is speaking? The man who says that God shall supply all my need. Look at what he's saying. Times he has gone. Is that time that you have gone without food before? You see, it is not a sign that God has forsaken you. The fact that you are broke, it doesn't mean God has forsaken you. I'm preaching to somebody here. The fact that things you don't have a job now doesn't mean that God has abandoned. Paul said, the writer of the New Half of Newton said that there are times I've gone with even clothes, enough clothing to keep me warm. I didn't have it. Where did this theory come from? That if you are broke, it means God has forsaken you. Where did that idea come from? But Paul is saying there were times that he could not have enough clothes to cover himself from cold. The time that he had gone to bed hungry. I'm preaching. Are you there? I've shivered in the cold without enough clothing to keep me warm. 28. Then beside all this, I have the daily burden of my concern for all the churches. Hallelujah. Are you still there? Now Paul is talking about the thing that he has survived. He has survived all sorts of situations. He has gone. He said, that's why I said, let me speak like a fool. Let me speak like a madman. Let me tell you what I have been through. I'm telling you, as you grow, life is no more about your achievements. It's about what you have survived and endured. I'm telling you. When you are young, you can talk about the achievement. But as you grow, you discover that it's not the achievement, but your ability to survive is what matters. I'm telling you. Everybody got to survive situations. You've got to survive hatred. You've got to survive attacks. You've got to survive hunger. You've got to survive, no clothes. The thing that you want, but you can't have it. You must be able to survive and not tell yourself that God has abandoned me. God has not abandoned you. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. I believe in prosperity. I believe God is going to prosper us. But I'm telling you that Paul, who wrote a sermon about prosperity, is talking about he, as in his normal course of life, as he was preaching, serving God, he will be beaten with rods 5 times. 39 lashes, because you can't beat somebody 40 times. His 40 lashes, the person can die. That's according to the Jewish tradition. So 39 times, he was beaten with rods. 39 whips. 5 occasions. What have you been through? Hold your neighbor's shoulder and shake him and ask him, what have you been through? And he must reply, what have you survived? Ask him, what have you been through? And what do you say? What have you survived? May you be a survivor. I said, may you be a survivor. You can be through many things and still keep smiling. Am I talking to anybody here? Going through difficulties must not stop you from serving God. Some of you don't come to church because you are broke, because somebody's angry with somebody, because of this and that. That is the reason why you didn't come to church. Shame on you. I'm preaching to you.
You went for an interview and didn't take you for the interview. So you've stopped serving God. Shame on you. I'm preaching. You propose to a lady and he bounced you. So you stop church. You are now going to Candlelight International. Shame on you. You have been in Lighthouse. You have been in the Kadesh the whole of the year. No brother has proposed to you. So you are going to AME Zion. Shame on you. Shame on you. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. What are you looking for? What is it that is making you give up on your God? What is making you give up on your God? Are you there? Listen to what this great man of God. Was Paul a great man of God? Hello, was he a great man of God? Look at the things he's talking about. Look at the things he's talking about. You'll be a survivor. You survive robbers. Hallelujah. You survive hunger. 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 You are hungry. Paul was hungry. He said that I went to bed without food several times. Several times. I drank water. You have garri and sugar. Eat it like that. Somebody didn't have anything at all. You are saying that what? You are hungry. You have been hungry. You have been hungry. You have been hungry. That's what you're talking about. I'm preaching. Say, I'll be a survivor. Come on, say, I'll be a survivor. Am I talking to anybody here? Oh, yes. You go to bed, you wake up, and then you are still moving on. I'm still serving God. I'm hungry, but I'm going on. I don't have a job, but I'm still serving God. And when God sees your strength to survive, God will open supernatural doors for your life. Say, I receive it. Say, I receive it. You'll be a survivor. You will overcome hatred. Joseph was in prison, but he survived in prison. Whilst he was in prison, he was going around and encouraging other prisoners. The guy was in prison for no offense. He has not done anything wrong, but they lied about him. Has anybody lied about you before? No, I didn't hear you. Has anybody lied about you before? Has somebody told lies about you that you couldn't defend yourself? People have said things that you can't defend yourself. That is why Joseph was thrown into prison. For what he never did. But in prison, he was going, Bible says that he was going around and encouraging other people. May God give you the tenacity and strength to survive every lies against your life. You will survive hatred. You will survive jealousy. You will survive every plan of the enemy. Say, I am a survivor. You will. You will. I said, you will. Things happen to us that we don't even expect. But God will give us grace. I said, God will give us grace. When my late wife passed away, I just wondered how it's going to be like. But you see, God gave me the grace to survive. You say, how should a pastor lose his wife? I'm not the first pastor to lose his wife. I know, I read of a pastor who lost three wives. Three wives. So I'm not the first to lose my wife. Am I talking to anybody here? I'm not the first. So if it happens, how am I going to? I have to now take the word of God and stand on the word of God and believe God to pull through. I say you pulling through in the name of Jesus. If you have to cry, cry. But don't cry all your life. A time has come when you take your handkerchief and you say, I've cried enough. I'm now wiping my tears and I'm getting back to town. God is on my side. God is with me. God will not give up on me. I will not give up on God. I'm going back to God and I'm going all the way. Somebody shout hallelujah. Am I talking to anybody here? There's somebody hearing me this morning. You have cried so long, but God says it's enough. Put down your neighbor's shoulder and tell your neighbor it's enough, enough, enough. It's enough. You have cried long enough. You have been worried long enough about that situation. The time has come for you to trust God one more time.
I said, trust God one more time. Shout amen. Amen. The next thing I need to mention to you quickly as we close. The fact that you are also, the serpent is a master of contentment. I love it. A master of what? Contentment. Look at Philippians again. Chapter 4. Verse 12. All right, let's read it again. It says, hey, go to the New Living Translation quickly. Everybody join me and let's read it out. Ready, go. Loud and clear. Ready, go. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. Hallelujah. This is called contentment. For I have learned whatsoever state I am to be content, the King James says. To be content. May you be contented. I said, may you be contented. Bible says, God said, godliness with contentment is great gain. Put that scripture up. Let's read it. Everybody join me and read. Ready, go. Yet true godliness with some of you are not reading. Let's all go. Ready, go. Yet true godliness with contentment is itself great gain. Can I have an amen? With contentment. That is the serpent. The serpent is a very contented animal. You see, the serpent, they eat very little. And when they eat, they can live on that food for a long time. Amen. When the serpent eats, it can lie down and be cool for a long time. But many of us are full of discontentment. We are not happy how God has, that some men, the which God has made the woman. I'm saying something. I said there are some men, the which God has made them women. So they behave like women. What a shock. There's some men, there's a woman, the which God has made them men. Contentment. I said contentment. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Look, if God gave you a dark skin, bless God for the color of your skin. Don't go and buy Asepso. Is it Asepso? And begin to do your face. So your face is red and then your feet are black. Hey! When you see a lady's face, look at her feet. And see whether it is technicolous. Is the face the same as the feet? I know why you are quiet. I'm preaching to you. I said, when you see a lady's face, look at also her feet. Because sometimes the face is fair and the feet is black. Makota Shakabatasaya. Hey, I'm dialing somebody's number. I said, I'm dialing somebody's number. Hey, you are buying, what did they buy? What did they buy? Asepso. You don't know what Asepso is, you are children. But what they buy now? Tuba. Eh? Tura. Kato Shabatata. Tura. To change the color of your skin. Those who are fair are sitting in the sun. So they can get dark. Those who are dark are coloring, are using things to make themselves. What should God do now? Please tell God what he should do now. Come and tell God what he should do. God is tired. God is tired. Those that he has made dark, they are trying to be fair. Those he has made fair, they are trying to be dark. You must love God the way, and love yourself the way God has made you. Be contented with the way God has made you. Somebody shout amen. Am I talking to you here? Two reasons why people are discontented. It is because of comparison and jealousy. Comparison and jealousy. If you compare yourself with somebody else, you begin to be discontented. Am I talking to anybody here? At the back, are you hearing me? Yeah. If you are always comparing yourself with somebody else, look at his car, look at my old car, look at, that is when you begin to be discontented. Because you are comparing, what about somebody who is in trouble? You don't like the car that you have. Somebody is praying for the car that you have. I'm preaching. You are comparing your wife to somebody's wife. Makolomo Sheke Bahata. You are comparing your husband to somebody's husband. Oh, look at this nice man. Me, I married this fool. What a shock. I'm preaching. Comparison is devilish. Bible says, they that compare themselves with themselves are not wise. It is foolishness to compare yourself with somebody else. God made you unique. There's only one of you. I said there's only one of you. And when you stand in the mirror, love what you see in the mirror. Don't say, look at the size of my nose. And look at Sister Maggie's nose. I wish my nose was like a size. Hey! Sister Maggie's also wondering, what about my ears? I wish my ears was like Sister Adjo's. Everybody's comparing. That is foolishness. May you stop comparing yourself with somebody else. Shout amen, somebody. Are you here or gone home? Stop comparing your pastor with some another pastor. Your pastor is good enough. Am I not good enough? Am I not anointed? The grace of God not upon my life? Am I not a nice guy? Bless God for the pastor you have. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Are you here or gone home? Yeah. You've got to love what God has given you and stop comparing what you have with somebody else. If God has made you a little taller, like Mr. Williams, if God had given you some body, what a shock. Look at you standing there. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. You see, you'd be surprised that somebody loves you the way you are. I said, somebody likes you the way you are. So stop comparing yourself with somebody else. As you're in the church, you're comparing your handbag to this sister's handbag. Hey, me, I bought my handbag at Makola. This handbag is Louis Vuitton. He bought it from Makota Shiki Bahata. Are you here or gone home? Stop comparison. It is devilish. It is earthly and it is sensual. Can I have an amen? Stop comparing your breasts with somebody's breast. My breast is too small. My breast is too big. Hey! God designed you. You are a designer. You are a design. You are designed. God designed you. The designer made you the way you are. Don't kill yourself. Don't kill yourself. Am I talking to anybody here? Don't kill yourself by trying to become like somebody. Love God the way you are. If God has made you big, love your bigness. Am I talking to anybody here? Don't kill yourself by trying to become. You are size 62. Don't try to become size 31. You will die before you are 31. Somebody likes a heavy one. I'm telling you. Are you here or gone home? Sometimes when my wife is walking in the house and I tell my wife, come on, shake what your mother gave you. And she'll shake it. I say, yeah. I like it. I like what God has given me. Am I talking to anybody here? Somebody also likes a skeleton. Bless God for that person. But me, this is what I have, and I bless God for her, and she shakes it. Comparison will make you discontented. Can I have an amen? And then also jealousy. When you are jealous, you become jealous because you are looking at what somebody has and what you don't have. But the person doesn't have everything. Like I told you, the grass always looks green on the other side. It's only when you get there, realize that, there are brown patches in the grass. The grass is not always green, but when you are from a distance, it looks green. So stop being jealous of somebody's blessing. Your Saturday is also coming. Your day of blessing is also coming. Your miracles are coming. When somebody testifies and says, God has blessed me with a new job, don't be jealous about it. You too, your day of blessing is on the way. Say, I receive it. When somebody says, look at my new car, don't be jealous about the car. You too, your new car is on the way. Say, I receive it. May God take away jealousy from us. May God take away the spirit of comparison. May you love how God has made you. May you love the people that God has brought into your life. May you love who you are. May you love the grace of God on your life. And may you see God's blessing on your life. Are you still here? You know something? I'm not out of work. I'm only out of time. Stand to your feet, everybody. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Let the church
say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen.
As we end this service today, I want to pray with you here. Maybe somebody invited you to come to church and you came, but you are not sure you are born again. You are not sure your name is written in heaven. This Sunday afternoon, wherever you are standing, wherever you are, if you are here right now, you want to say, Bishop, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be born again. If you are here this moment and you really want Jesus to come into your heart, you want to give your heart to Jesus, you want to be born again, I want you to lift up your right hand and I shall pray for you. Lift up your right hand. Close your eyes, lift your hands. I see your hands. Let it go higher than your head. What a blessing. What a blessing. I see your hands. Higher, 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 higher. I see so many of you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Lift it up high. Father, thank you for every hand lifted. Let today mark a day of a new beginning in their lives. Now, if you have lifted your hand up, I want you to walk from where you are and come to me right in the front here. I want to pray for you especially. Just come.
Happy day. Happy day. When Jesus washed my sins away.
Oh, he taught me how
to watch and pray.
And let's
rejoicing every day.
Happy day.
Happy day. When sins away.
He taught me how to watch and pray.
Oh, he taught me how to watch and pray. And live rejoicing every day.
Let us pray. Yeah, lift your two hands. Let's pray. Talk to God. Let's say this prayer together. Say with me, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
This Sunday morning. I give my heart to you.
I
make Jesus the Lord of my life. Forgive me of all my sins. Say after me, come into my heart.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Write my name.
In the book of life.
From today.
I promise to serve you.
From today.
I promise to walk with you.
The rest of my life.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Save me.
Make me your own child.
I belong to you.
From today.
I make you my Lord.
And my Savior.
Thank you for receiving me.
Thank you for coming into my heart.
Thank you for writing my name
in the book of life.
From this moment,
I am born again.
I am a child of God. Jesus is my Lord.
I will serve Jesus. The rest of my life.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
Amen.